The fifth largest wildfire in California history is still burning in the rugged Los Padres National Forest, north of Los Angeles. The so-called Day Fire has consumed about 250 square miles of brush and timberland. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that while the blaze hasn't touched heavily populated areas, there have been some close calls for the 4,000 firefighters on the front lines.
Investigators say it may have started accidentally by someone burning trash. From there, the flames raced across the dry timber of the remote Los Padres National Forest. Fire Information Officer Mark Struble says the area's extremely dry brush and combustible trees have been in flames all month.
Yeah, it started on Labor Day, actually. That's why they call it the Day Fire. The joke going around camp now, it's called the Day After Day After Day Fire. It just kind of keeps going.
Firefighters say the rugged terrain and erratic weather changes have made it difficult to completely control, though the fickle winds have died down somewhat. Already, the cost of fighting the fires has topped $53 million.
It's like, why did they put that thing out? And it's just not as easy as that. I mean, this is the hottest, driest time of the year down here. We're under what is called red flag conditions right now.
Here along Wildlife Road, the embers are still smoldering among the burned pinyon and Jeffrey pines. In the distance, helicopters are still dumping water on the ridges. Up the charred hill is where Donna Martin watched the fire surround her house earlier this week.
Well, it was a wall of fire, like 30 feet high or so. The pressure, it was like hearing jet engines, like a blowtorch. It just flew across the air current. It really reminds me of a dragon throwing out fire, just looking for wherever it can consume stuff.
Martin says she was especially worried because just a few yards from here, over a small ridge, she and her husband Steve have lions and tigers and bears that work in Hollywood movies, TV shows, and music videos. When she heard that the fire was coming near, Martin packed up all her famous exotic pets, including the new MGM lion, the Jungle Book tiger, and two black leopards, Crystal and Ivory.
I wonder if your animals thought this was a Hollywood movie going on.
It's very possible, because they didn't react at all. They just thought, oh, helicopters, fire, you know, they've seen that before on shows.
They didn't get freaked out.
Are you kidding? They have to, in music videos, they have to listen to that pounding music, especially rap music. They were not shooken up. They thought it was a routine, we're going on a job. The leopards actually were pretty much snoring in the back the whole time.
The Martins' 100 chimps, reindeer, zebras, wolves, and other animals are back in their cages now. But Martin says she's prepared to evacuate again if the fires come back. One of her neighbors up the road lost his house in the fires. Another, John Grisback, an L.A. sheriff's deputy, says he's grateful that the firefighters helped save his two-story English Tudor house. But he's upset that it's taken so long to extinguish the fires.
My only complaint is not with the ground guys. They were terrific. It's just that the highest level of management allowing this fire to get this expensive, this long. And it was a beautiful area with rivers and trees. And, God, it's going to look hideous. I can already see looking at it.
People living in the mountain communities in the northern part of the region are still on alert for evacuations.
Uniform Fire Command for Day Fire recommends that all persons in the communities of Lake of the Woods, Pinyon Pines, Keddie Valley, and Pine Mountain Club evacuate immediately.
But some, like Marjorie Crozier, don't plan on leaving. The 46-year-old says the fires were frightening, but she has special plans for this weekend.
I plan to have a wedding at Tate Ranch on Saturday. It's going to be a great wedding. Fraser Park will not burn.
Fire crews from as far away as Alaska are still working to make sure it doesn't. They're hoping the Day Fire may finally be snuffed out sometime next week. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.